This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien. Yesterday, on the deadline for candidates to file for public office, a Democrat officially filed to challenge incumbent Republican Tim Fox for the seat of Montana's Attorney General. Corinne Cates Carney reports.
Attorney and former state senator Larry Gent from Bozeman didn't decide until Sunday afternoon to become the Democratic Party's candidate for the office of Attorney General. He says he felt a duty to the state, country, and the Democratic Party.
That was the first thing, that sense of duty. And it's not just to be a candidate. I'm not interested in being a sacrificial lamb.
Gent says running against an incumbent is challenging, but Tim Fox isn't necessarily a hard-to-beat candidate. He says the AG office needs to move in a new direction.
I think the focus of the Attorney General's office is perhaps more directed toward conservative causes than it is toward staying at home and taking care of business.
Gent says he turned down the Democratic Party about 6 months ago when he was asked to run for the position of Attorney General. But he said he received a very persuasive call from the former Democratic Governor Brian Schweitzer on Friday about running a campaign. Gent declined to discuss the details of that conversation. As of his official filing Monday, Gent hasn't raised any money for his campaign or registered with Montana's Commissioner of Political Practices. I'm Corinne Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Montana environmental regulators want more details about potential water contamination before they'll approve a copper mine that opponents fear could harm the Smith River and its acclaimed trout fishery. Tom Livers is director of the Montana Department of Environmental Quality. He said yesterday that a December application for the mine lacked key details on its impacts to groundwater supplies and two Smith River tributaries. The $218 million Black Butte copper project is proposed by Tintina Resources north of White Sulphur Springs. Liver says Tintina needs to submit more geochemical data to justify its plans to leave underground about half of the tailings from the mine. The State Labor Department says Montana's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate held steady at 4.1% in January. Labor Commissioner Pam Busey says payroll employment grew by 1,300 jobs in January, with most of the gains coming in retail, construction, and manufacturing jobs. Montana's labor force includes nearly 524,000 people, with just over 21,650 unemployed. The national unemployment rate was 4.9% in January, with 7.8 million people unemployed. Montana's unemployment rate hovered around 4% for most of 2015. A former Great Falls chiropractor has changed his plea to guilty in connection with the sexual assault of an employee. The Great Falls Tribune reports that Reese Reagan is accused of sexually assaulting an employee during a chiropractic adjustment he required her to receive as part of her employment. A former Billings Clinic nurse has pleaded guilty to sexually assaulting a girl. The Billings Gazette reports 46-year-old Todd Kinzel was charged after two girls said he had touched them in an inappropriate way during what he told them was a comprehensive exam. Two Great Falls residents who pleaded guilty to setting a fire in their apartment in May of last year in an effort to collect on a new renter's insurance policy have been sentenced to 10 years in prison each and are jointly responsible for paying over $58,000 in restitution. The Great Falls Tribune reports Adrian Davenport pleaded guilty to arson and theft, while her common-law husband, Brandon Fondren, pleaded guilty to accountability to arson and theft. In other news, a veterinarian and a Northwestern Energy crew were part of a rescue effort that helped bring a horse that got stuck in the mud in the Sun River to safety. The Great Falls Tribune reports that veterinarian Kelly Manzer went into the water and put straps around the horse's body. A nearby Northwestern Energy crew used their truck to pull the horse to safety. Two sides of the refugee debate faced off yesterday on whether or not Montana should take in refugees from other countries. City Club Missoula hosted an open discussion in front of a crowd of a couple of hundred at the Doubletree Hotel in Missoula. Jim Biederbaum of Whitehall spoke to the crowd against the resettlement of refugees. He says he's worried about national security and having refugees live off of welfare programs.
Well, they're insisting on being able to pray five times a day. So when are they going to get any work done? Now, this guy has to make a living.
Peter Boss helped organize anti-refugee rallies that have drawn hundreds across Montana. Wilmot Collins, a Liberian Civil War refugee, spoke about the 14-step process he and his family went through to come to Montana.
Don't let anybody fool you. That process is intense, vigorous, detailed. It took me 2 years and 7 months to join my family.
Mary Poole from Soft Landing Missoula, an organization dedicated to establishing a refugee resettlement office in Missoula, spoke as well. She said Montana is one of two states that doesn't have an office available for refugees to use. Larry Brame, the chairman of City Club Missoula, says he enjoys having debates like this, so the public is better educated about each side of the issue. Getting public records from Montana's top elected official sometimes takes a bit of nudging. The Associated Press recently did a spot check on how cooperative public officials are in responding to public records requests. When asked for a week's worth of emails and schedules, House Speaker Austin Knutson and House Majority Leader Keith Regeer produced the documents almost immediately. That was not the case for Senate President Debbie Barrett and Senate Majority Leader Matthew Rosendale, both of whom needed a bit of prodding. The father of a 5-year-old Denver boy whose mother shot him while he slept at his grandfather's house in Montana says he had tried for months to convince Colorado child welfare workers that his son was not safe while with his mother. Ken Kruscher told the Denver Post that 41-year-old Sarah Atkinson had threatened to kill herself and said she was going to take him with me, referring to her son. Officials in Musselshell County in Montana said she did just that March 5th, shooting the boy in the head with a .22 rifle before turning the weapon on herself. A man charged with killing a Great Falls man and fleeing, setting off a 3-day manhunt in the hills north of Helena, is expected to plead guilty later this week in district court in Great Falls. Brandon Conrad Meismer is charged with deliberate homicide in the September shooting death of 26-year-old Cody Steve Bruyere. The Great Falls Tribune reports court records indicate Meismer intends to plead guilty without the benefit of a plea agreement. Meismer is charged with killing Bruyere in Great Falls and fleeing to Helena, where he evaded law enforcement officers for days. Thank you for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.